Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Well, live cattle tried their best at holding on to positive territory yesterday, but futures succumbed to selling pressure, pushing prices negatively. The Fed raising interest rates by 75 basis points may have been one reason for the pressure. However, the market had known this was going to happen and was likely prepared for it already. However, it seems the actual rate increase and the impact it could have on demand, along with the upcoming cattle on feed report, put pressure on the market. Hog futures fell from the impact of significantly lower cutouts yesterday. The Wednesday morning report pointed to lower cutouts, and that's what the final was at the end of the day, with prices falling $4.60. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash was up 98 cents, which did provide some support. The recent uptrend ran its course, with weakness intensifying as traders liquidated positions. It may be difficult to regain the losses of Wednesday anytime soon. December Kansas City wheat's trading up 2 cents. December Minneapolis up 6 cents early today, and they're reflecting the anticipation of tighter wheat supplies ahead this winter. Wheat traders appeared to be confused by Russian President Putin's speech yesterday and are not panicking over his not-so-subtle reference to the use of nuclear weapons, but are showing some better appreciation for the difficulties of planting winter wheat in the Ukraine this fall, while fighting continues in eastern Ukraine and more Russian reserves now expected to be on the way. December corn is trading up 2 cents early today, ignoring bearish pressure from Wednesday's interest rate increase. Hawkish comments from the Federal Reserve, a new 20-year high in the dollar index. That is a lot of bearish influence to be confronted with all at once, and the kind of thing that caused speculators to sell their corn positions earlier this summer. And November soybeans are trading about 10 cents higher early today, continuing to trade near its highest prices in 3 months and holding support above $14.50, the site of the 100-day average. Futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close yesterday, October live cattle down 42, 145.87. December down 32, 150.75. October feeder cattle down 80 cents, 179.22. November down 95, 180.32. October hogs down 155, 94.42. Kansas City wheat, December is up 4 cents, 9.67. March up 4 cents, 9.63.5. Chicago wheat, December up 10 cents, 9.03¾. March up 8 cents at 9.15¼. December corn's down 6.5, 6.85¼. March is down 6.5, 6.90¼. November soybeans down 17.5, 14.61¼ penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.